Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's program for August 15th. I'm Susan Masika. These are the sounds of Bern, the capital of Switzerland and a UNESCO World Cultural Heritage Site, with stunning views of the Alps and the Aare River. Its cobblestone streets, medieval arcades, colorful fountains, and terracotta rooftops make it a magnet for visitors. And Bern relies on these visitors for the income that they bring.
Tourism is for the economy and business location of Bern an important factor. We have more than 50% of Bern's business which rely on tourism.
Says city official Martin Albrecht. Because of this, the city hired a tourism professor to figure out how to finance Bern's tourism marketing campaigns. He came up with a system for taxing the businesses that profit from tourism.
Only those enterprises have to pay this probably new tax. They are depending on tourism. And the question is, how much do they have to depend? We have fixed the 5% limit. That means all those enterprises less than 5%, they don't have to pay. That is much more than 50% of all the enterprises in Bern.
That was Hans-Rudi Müller, now Professor Emeritus at the University of Bern. So the types of businesses that get at least 5% of their income from visitors would have to pay, and that's fewer than half of all sectors. Another factor is the type of business. So souvenir shops, for example, would pay a higher rate than hair salons. Size matters too. The more employees, the bigger the bill. Müller also told me that location plays a role. He divided the city into three zones, with the core paying the highest rates, and the outlying areas paying less. The upper end of Bern's main shopping mile is opposite the train station. That's where you'll find the local department stores and international chains. As you head east, the businesses become smaller and more unique. The proposed tax would be new for Bern, but the concept has been around for a while.
Lots of villages and tourism destinations, they have installed it already. What is new is that the cities also try to apply this kind of system. That means not only taking the tax from the tourists when they stay there for lodging, but also those they profit from tourism.
Shopkeepers are wary. They worry that the marketing campaigns don't target tourists who will actually buy anything. Anthony Adams is an English expat who runs a novelty shop called CMX.
This is the sort of thing that we sell very well, too.
A piggy bank with a skeleton creeping out.
Stealing the money. In this case, it's a cat.
Oh, sweet.
This is also...
Oh, there's one hungry dog.
A hungry hound, that's his name.
His shop is located on a street parallel to the main drag, fairly central, yet still too far off the beaten path for most packaged tourists to find him. We talked about that at a sidewalk cafe.
The tourists that Bern Tourismus bring, and that's where the money went, have brought us no benefit. And when you have tourists in big gangs being led around the town or even let loose on trottinettes, there's no chance that they anyway go into a shop. They never have time. They're driven round the course and away. So from that point of view, it's clear to us that this Bern Tourismus strategy hasn't brought any benefit to the businesses in the side streets, especially of the old town. And it's their assumption that it somehow must have done is quite wrong.
The Zietglocke clock tower is in the center of Bern's Altstadt, or Old Town. I passed the landmark on a couple of nice summer afternoons to see who had been shopping.
I noticed you have a shopping bag. Can I ask what you bought?
This watch. I needed one, and a Swiss made is a good one. So, and we're leaving tomorrow, so it's a good souvenir.
What about you? What's your souvenir going to be?
What did I buy?
Photos.
postcards and what did I... Oh, sticker CH for my car in Canada.
You've done a little bit of shopping.
Yes.
Can I ask what you bought?
Pants.
Yeah. Some pants, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think of the shopping here?
I think it's expensive.
Yeah.
Like, but in Holland, it's... It's like cheap.
Yeah.
Against this.
Can I ask where you're from?
From Egerkingen.
Egerkingen.
Yes.
What canton is that?
Solothurn.
It looks like today was successful.
Yes.
Can I ask what you bought?
We shop a lot of clothes. Yes.
And something
and,
for the children.
Some of the toys. Yes, and for the ballet dancing for the little one, there's a special shop down the street. For ballet clothes.
It's very nice to shop here. Yes, and that's why we came.
But most of the people were carrying cameras, not shopping bags. Nobody had a bag from Heimatwerk, a shop just a few doors away. It specializes in Swiss handcrafts, as manager Ruth Lundquist told me.
We have wood carvings that are made in Brienz, and then, of course, the main things are watches, knives. Textiles also, and jewelry. So that's pretty much the main things. Of course, we have Garantasch, which is a famous Swiss product, like markers or pens and things like that. And a lot of the glassware we have, it's also made here in Switzerland.
And have you got anything for children?
Yeah, we have a big children's apartment downstairs. Wooden toys especially, everything made in Switzerland, and some other things that are like made in Europe.
Swiss handcrafts seem like a perfect match for visitors, but when I dropped by, the main language I heard was Swiss German. If you ask Lundquist who her customers are, she'll confirm that most are Swiss.
In the summer, hopefully tourists. This summer, we don't know just yet. It doesn't look as good as last year, that's for sure. And then it's mainly Swiss.
Her office is upstairs, where there's a great view of Old Town rooftops, as well as the spire of Munster, Bern's cathedral. There, Lundquist explained why she was concerned about the tax, which would probably amount to about $800 a year for her shop.
I'd rather give those 800 francs to my workers. Sorry, Aubrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, in our business, the salaries aren't really that great, and it's mostly women working, obviously. And really, I'd rather give it to them than to give another tax to somebody, which I don't know if that really has an effect on my shop or not. As far as I can tell so far, I don't think really that we're profiting that much, because the groups don't really come into our shop. You know, the ones from the Zeitglocke, the bell tower.
In contrast, department stores, luxury retailers, casinos and hotels would pay the most, up to $18,000 per year. City official Martin Albrecht says that they've tried to balance the burden fairly.
Actually, we have tried to make sure that the tax model is fair and that the really small businesses, that they would pay a small tax also.
But Lundquist says many of the shops in the old town are fighting to stay in business as it is.
Most of them are really small and have really also a hard time to keep the stores running. So I think it's really not a good idea to tax us, because we already have a hard enough time just to keep open. So just to pay here and there. We also we can help with ads, say in the shopping guide or things like that. And the people who want to pay to be in those guides, they already do that. So I think that's enough.
And on top of that, her shop carries souvenirs with the name Bern on them, also a form of marketing every time one sells. Back downstairs, I visited the children's department. Where I found a family checking out the wooden and plush toys.
And how did you know about this shop?
I didn't. I just walked past. So we just came in because of the kids.
It's got some nice things for children, hasn't
it? Yeah, they do. They got lots of wooden things. I love wooden things.
How old is she?
Two.
Two. Oh. Do you think
control? Got another one inside. So. Oh.
Do you think you will buy anything?
Here? I think the marble thing is really cool. She's the one she's playing with the like xylophone thing.
Oh, that one. Yes, that's nice.
Yeah.
But this family has something in common with the one I met at the Zietglocke. Are you visiting Bern or do you live in Bern?
Oh, visiting.
Visiting. Yeah. From where?
Taiwan.
Taiwan. Uh-huh. And what do you think of it here?
I just got here today.
Just today?
Yeah. We live in Lausanne.
Like Solothurn, Lausanne is only about an hour from Bern. According to shopkeeper Anthony Adams, these are the people that Bern Tourism should be targeting.
The people we need are from Bern and also Swiss from other towns.
To highlight the more unusual businesses in Bern's old town, Adams has published a guide to the overlooked side streets.
There are no books, no tourist information at all on the side streets and the Malta. All you ever get is infos on the main street. And they're only really the bigger companies that pay. And so with this, we did it in the form of a spaziergange, walks through the town. There are different walks, taking in the independent businesses in the side streets of Bern.
About 100 businesses pooled their money to finance the guide. It's a concrete example of how they can band together to preserve Bern's special character. Together with Adams, Stefan Tyler helped launch the guide. He runs a movie rental business, an increasingly rare sight in the age of Netflix. He's passionate about keeping Old Town Bern a bit old school.
The diversity of handcraft, of old business, of art, of generations, scenes, cultures should be well represented here. This is my vision for Bern Old Town.
And he'd even make a federal case of it.
There should be a constitution change on federal level in order to avoid too much multinationals in Old Town, which should represent the heritage of a city.
So is Bern's unique charm under threat? I asked Hans-Rudi Müller, the tourism professor.
I mean, the risk is definitely there, but I think the Bernese people are aware of it. First of all, the real core bit of UNESCO World Heritage is the lower part of the town. And there, the risk is a little bit less because it exists already over 700 years. What is important, especially for tourism, is that, for example, the bear pit becomes very attractive. And then, because then all the tourists, they will go down. And by going down, they will do a little bit of shopping, at least window shopping, buying here something and so. So those little shops, they can survive. And it is not as attractive for big companies that the label shops, they go in there. They rather stay in the upper part of Bern. I think it is the risk is not so much.
The proposed new tourism tax has been approved by the city government. Now it needs to be discussed by the city parliament. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on this and other stories. I'm Susan Masika. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Daniel Wheeler.